the words of my mouth and the meditation of our heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
The sermon for today, the second Sunday after Easter, also known as Good Shepherd Sunday, and we've got lots of references to that in the scripture and hymns today. We Are Returned is written by the most Reverend John T. Calhoun, late Metropolitan of the Anglican Catholic Church. One of the more poignant moments in the New Testament takes place during Jesus' early ministry in his home territory of Galilee. St. Matthew describes that his usual day, what his usual day was like, by saying, "And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people." The preaching and the hearings attracted crowds wherever Jesus went. St. Matthew continues, "But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad, as sheep having no shepherd." The people in the crowds didn't have anyone to take care of them, and they didn't have anyone to point them in the right direction. That is what it means, that they were like sheep who don't have a shepherd. So the preaching and the teaching and the hearings were all tied up in Jesus' compassion for the crowd. The things he had to say and the miracles he performed had a shepherdly purpose. They showed Jesus' intention to take care of the people and to point them in the right direction. It is almost trite to make the point that many of the greatest heroes of the Old Testament literally were shepherds, men who took care of sheep. The first includes Abel, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Amos, and perhaps most notably King David. Moses had a direct encounter with God while he took care of his sheep in the land of Midian. Very early in Israel's history, sheep and shepherds became more than the basis of the national economy, important as that was. Sheep and shepherds became the favorite poetic way of talking about the relationship between God and his people. Isaiah calls God the shepherd of Israel, and David says, "We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. We are his people and the sheep of his hand. The Lord is my shepherd." Shepherds and their sheep also became the image of the relationship between God's people and the leaders he set over them. When Moses asked God to identify his successor, he gave a specific job description, saying, "Let the Lord, the God of the spirits of all flesh, set a man over the congregation, which may go out before them, and which may go before them, and which may lead them out, and which may bring them in, that the congregation of the Lord be not as sheep which have no shepherd." Jesus echoes Moses' words later when he says, "I am the door of the sheep. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." Joshua succeeded Moses, and Moses and Joshua are identical names. They are all shepherds. God shared his shepherding in Israel with the kings and the priests. With some exceptions, the general run of kingly and priestly shepherds was bad. They didn't take care of the sheep, and they didn't provide any direction. The prophets spoke God's judgment against the shepherds of Israel, but at the same time they held out the hope that one day God would send his people the right sort of shepherd. Jesus announces in today's gospel, "I am the one for whom you have been waiting. I am the good shepherd." When Jesus appeared to the disciples at the Sea of Galilee after his resurrection, his marching orders to St. Peter were, feed my sheep, feed my sheep. St. Paul says that it is part of the way the Holy Spirit works in the body of the church that he singles out some men to be pastors, shepherds. Last week we talked about how the church is an apostolic institution built upon various kinds of sending out. Today we see that the church is also a pastoral institution, a place where people can get direction and be cared for and fed, a place where they don't have to be scattered abroad as sheep without a shepherd. The relationship between the sheep and the shepherd is by no means all one way. The shepherd directs the sheep and feeds the sheep, but he knows it is in his interest to be good to the sheep because he lives off the sheep. He takes care of them, so they in turn can take care of him. Good Shepherd Sunday fits nicely into the Easter season because Jesus says, "The Good Shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." When Jesus showed that he was willing to pay the ultimate price to protect us sheep from the power of the devil, God gave him back his life again so he could be our good shepherd in the church forever. Jesus is a reconciliation of many seeming opposites. He is both God and man. He is both priest and victim. He is both king and servant. Today we see that he is also both shepherd and sheep. He is the one who takes care of us and gives us direction. And he is also the one who is sacrificed to take away our sins. Jesus is the good shepherd, and Jesus is the Lamb of God. St. Peter says that he died without putting up a fight, like a lamb who is silent in front of his shearers. But the quiet death of the lamb is what reconciled us to God. For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. And now unto God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, be ascribed as is most justly due, all might, power, majesty, dominion, and glory, now and forever. Amen.